Bap, bap,
if you're gonna do it wrong, don't do it at all. Okay, it's bop ba doo dop ba doo wop doo dop ba doo wop doo
dop ba doo. Don't finish that. We have to pay for it.
We have to pay for it if you keep going, Michael. Yeah.
I mean, kung fu.
We don't have to pay for this one. Hello and welcome to Fwa.
Steven's Arita.
James McNally.
Michael Ornelas.
We've got a very special musical episode for you this week.
Is this going to be in recitative the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are y'all up to this week?
Oh, God.
Wow. Wow.
Who wants to go first?
No, it wasn't a rhetorical question. Like, please tell me how.
Thank you for the
week?
Beef jerky, Michael.
Yeah.
We should. So, James was just showing us this. Is David Lee Roth, you said?
Yeah. It's a naked track. Oh, not of a naked David Lee Roth, mind you, but.
I was misled and very disappointed.
It's the vocal track for Running with the Devil by Van Halen with just the vocal track, no accompaniment. Yeah, so there's plenty of. But like nothing
that was
else.
Really good. Wow, that was impressive.
You should start a
cover band.
What would we call the cover band?
You should be David Lee Roth.
James Halen.
Van
from under a van.
From under a van.
There we go. Van. I got it. Galen.
Yeah, that's actually much.
Yeah,
better.
Yeah.
Steven, how has your week progressed thus far?
It's been good. Let's see. The big highlight is we had a big party at work, and they didn't pull any punches. It was amazing. We turned our entire workplace into a gigantic.
This was a punch pushing.
No, would you
party.
Say they
it was a punch pushing?
It was the type of party pull. Where you show up and then they punch you, and you're like, yeah. "Wow, that was full force."
It's
so
the
you
annoying
could say
orange.
They pulled
all the
punches
time.
Rather than pulled no punches.
No, they pushed all the punches.
It was a push punching party. Yes.
But in all reality, no. They had like karaoke. They had a
who's that?
A photo booth. You know karaoke.
Yeah, you were telling me about this pizza truck that they.
Yeah,
had.
I was getting to that. But first, the karaoke selection had over 14,000 songs.
I stomped on Steven's line.
No Bon Jovi songs. I was so disappointed.
It sounds like a karaoke party I would host.
Yeah. No, you would. But yeah,
and I would invite you.
Only Queen.
Oh, you definitely would. You'd be like, Steven, please come. It's going to be great. It's going to... Mm-hmm. And then I'd get there and I'd hate... I found a way to get Bon Jovi on there.
I just watch steam come out of your ears in anger.
Okay, but yeah, so Ryan said fire truck. So they said we're going to have a pizza truck to come cater the event. And I'm like, oh, a food truck. But a red fire truck pulls into our parking lot. And I'm like, what? And then it transforms into a pizza kitchen. It was the coolest thing. And if any of you are familiar with Video Game High School, they do dreams do come true. Video Game High School, one of the stars of that was like the server. It was really cool. Good week for me.
Would you say that it made you see a whole new world?
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Well, that sounds fun.
James, how's your week?
I think Disney quotes is how I'm going to bring the podcast to a screeching halt this week.
Well, we knew that you wouldn't disappoint.
Technically, you were doing that last week with the Star Wars quotes, weren't you?
You didn't have to kill the buzz.
You just brought it to a screeching halt.
Yeah, not even Steven likes talking about that.
I really don't. I was kind of... Okay, so the bad feeling you associated from us with me bringing it to a screeching halt, that's how I feel about Disney Star Wars. James, how are you?
I'm doing well. Tired. What time is it?
Morphin time.
On which coast?
Our coast.
It's 6 a.m. when this podcast goes out. No, I
got work in like 2 hours.
You had to be at work 3 hours ago. We got a message. You're fired.
I actually am wrapping up my job now, so that'll be nice to get a nice little shift in pace going. Two weeks' notice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm finishing up this week and then finishing next week.
Was this by choice?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was supposed to be temporary to start, but I'm going to be starting at a new place. The Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences as an office PA, so I'm very excited to do that.
That's a place.
Yeah, it is a place.
I've heard of that.
They're the guys who do the DICE award ceremony each year in Vegas.
Very cool.
I'm excited to be working with them.
Very neat.
My supervisor to be actually emailed me today. He's like, "Hey, what's your address?" And I was like, "Oh, you know,
you know where I live."
And then he's like, "Okay, cool. I'll be over in a few with muffins." And I was And I was kind of hoping he was serious, but I was like, "Okay, but it better be blueberry, none of that brand business." And he was like, "You know, someday when you're older, you're gonna pray for brand muffins." That's how the conversation ended.
This was a real conversation.
This was a real conversation.
Dude, when you eat brand,
with my boss, I barely know.
When you eat brand, you crap like a baby. It's so nice. It is so nice.
Wait, crap like a baby.
I don't know. I was trying to like derive it from sleep like a baby, but I think
you crap like an old person in a.
No.
You want to crap like a baby.
That's what you
like
want to avoid.
When you're like.
The blueberries make you crap like an old person.
I thought those was, the brand. That was prunes.
I'm just saying, you know. Nobody makes
prune muffins, though.
Challenge accepted. Old
if someone did, then old people would eat them.
Yeah, so, I suppose that's true.
And then they would crap like old people.
It's probably served exclusively in retirement homes.
Old people would like applesauce muffins. I feel like that would be the thing for old people.
You know, I wouldn't mind an applesauce muffin.
That'd be really interesting.
Yeah. If you can make it work.
No, that's totally like just mixed in with the batter, you know? That'd be totally fine.
Guys,
multi-million-dollar idea.
For cooking adventure?
Maybe.
Volume one?
Maybe a $1 or $2 million idea, you know?
That's still multi. If it's two.
I'm just trying to temper our expectations here.
Yeah. Which I appreciate.
It's definitely not as lucrative as this podcast.
I think you underestimate our audience. Think of everybody who would want an applesauce muffin.
All 16 of the people who listen to our podcast.
I can't think of anyone who wouldn't want an applesauce muffin.
Exactly. So. Michael?
I'm just saying we could sell them for, you know, 2 cents each and then the world
Wait. 2 cents each?
Yeah.
That's your business plan?
Yeah.
That plan makes no sense.
Let me just say this. So you buy flour, you buy the applesauce.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I understand where you're confused here.
Okay.
See, I buy blueberry muffin mix, and then I mix applesauce into it and bake them.
That's more expensive.
Probably Betty Crocker.
That's more expensive. That's like $6
for a box.
We're already in the red, guys.
Yeah.
Well,
this is off to a bad start.
Lots of companies operate in the red.
That's true.
Sony's video game division has been in the red since it started, basically.
Well,
so
consoles don't start turning a profit until like 3 years after they're made.
At least.
Yeah.
Like, that's only a theoretical figure, I think.
So what you're doing is comparing our applesauce blueberry muffins to...
Hardware.
To like the PlayStation 4,
And I'm saying if we sell a muffin for 2 cents a piece to everybody in the world.
That's 2 times 7 billion. It's
14 billion cents.
14 billion cents. Somebody do the math.
But let me also say this. Think about then we have to make 7 billion muffins.
No, my mom does it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can see where
you're
confused.
Left that part out there.
So your mom's our capital investor and we just keep the profit.
Yeah.
Oh, or not even the profit, just the money.
No, just, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's pure profit.
Yeah, no, I'm in. Let's do that.
I'm sorry. I can see how that was confusing at first. But
Michael, how are you doing?
A little heartbroken. I just did a run to the store, and yet another chip flavor that I grew to like is now defunct.
They're going extinct, man.
The kettle chips... The kettle chips maple and bacon flavor.
What? I don't know if I tried that one.
I've never heard of that.
That was like you just discovered that one recently.
I know.
Too, and
I know.
It's already gone.
It's like any chip that's not just original flavored that I like. That's why I don't get adventurous with chips because it just ends in heartbreak.
I still need to try the salt and vinegar ones of Kettle. Like, oh, Kettle chips are awesome.
Yeah, Kettle. Yeah, that is an amazing combination. Salt and vinegar.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, so guys, Ryan just brought Michael like the last existing bag of chicken and waffles.
A very stale pre-opened bag.
I don't even care that they expired on October 8th. It is now November
13th.
14th.
Now. Over a month old. Still good.
Well, you asked how I'm doing. And
that just all changed.
Significantly better.
Oh. Way to go, Ryan.
Also,
this is a funk that's been building up for weeks now.
I don't know why you didn't do this for me like month ago.
Weeks ago, Ryan and I are in the kitchen.
We actually talked about
we both look at there. We're like, how long has this been in here? And it was at least 2 weeks after you had discovered they were gone.
I think we talked about giving them to Michael at that point. And we were just
we should get.
I bought them too.
Well.
None of you have ever spent a dime on chicken and waffles Lay's, but because
that's why they're going extinct.
I know. It's so sad.
You're their sole customer.
Yeah.
I still say they should have stuck with one or the other in terms of flavor. I think you pack too much.
Oh, I would totally eat waffles chips.
Right? I'm just saying, like, they're reaching for too much. Two different flavors in one, and they're complex flavors, too. I think they bit off more than they could chew, guys.
What I'm going to say is...
I was hoping you would go for the double pun there. I think they bit off more than they could chew, you know?
I would hope you make a triple pun, but accentuate the wrong word more than they, and we'd be like, what?
They.
What is
bit
that?
Bit off.
What do you mean
more than they could chew?
You can't do that to every word, James.
Yeah, I can. I just did.
My place of employment gives out a free turkey to every employee for Thanksgiving.
What?
That is amazing.
Are they like Scrooge, but post Christmas Carol?
At the end of the movie.
Yeah, at the end of the movie slash book.
Yeah. A cooked goose for every employee. Yeah, they're just like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, not busy right now. They're like, hey, come to the back and get your turkey. I'm like, my what? And they're like,
oh, so you already have it?
Yeah, it's in my freezer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, how big is it?
It could probably feed 6 people.
So, turkeys are huge. So 12 pounder, 8, 10, something like that?
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Okay.
That makes about, that sounds about right. But so I'm proposing that because James and I are still going to be in town for Thanksgiving, we do like a Big Brother type thing where we just have video footage on us for the entire 7 hours or 8 hours of cooking a turkey and seeing how it turns out and then laughing when we both make a horrible turkey.
Please do that. And I would love to make that a video.
An entire turkey.
It's going to ruin an entire holiday.
I don't know how I would cook a turkey. It's so complicated.
When I can't go home for the holidays, I call it Harry Potter holiday because it's like you don't even have a family. I'm sorry. Did that get dark?
Did an evil wizard kill your parents?
You know, these
are
still good.
You're kind of wearing Gryffindor colors almost.
I'm glad you noticed.
These chips are still good.
Michael's day just totally gets better and better.
If they ever were.
Nah, they weren't before.
All right, let me rephrase. These chips are the same.
Ryan,
how are you?
Oh, hey, Jinx, you owe me a bag of beef jerky. Thanks.
Already delivered.
I'm doing pretty well. So I was on the verge of achieving the dream this week, you guys.
Oh, yeah? I know the dream.
I think we were talking about this. Right?
Do what?
Go on. Move along.
Wait, hold on.
Of course, the dream, we live in Los Angeles-ish. The dream is to live in a mansion in the hills. Mm. And I was so close to achieving that dream, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, for some reason, I was expecting a story about a pregnancy scare.
On the
cusp. Sorry, go on.
Oh, wow.
L.A., baby.
I guess we have different dreams.
So a bunch of friends and I were... excited because we had found a mansion up in the hills above Glendale, and we were all going to move in and share the rent and everything. It was surprisingly cheap, though. It's a thing it's kind of an old mansion, you know, but it was still surprisingly cheap.
Wait, is this like an actual mansion?
Yeah.
It's like 5,000 square feet.
Yeah,
right?
5,000 square feet, 3.5 floors. 5 bedrooms.
Why is it so cheap? Was there a murder?
No murders, no meth.
There's a sex dungeon.
No nothing.
Did
no sex
Pauly
dungeon.
Shore used to live there?
See, that was the thing. Once we went in to sign the lease, and Pauly He's Shore like, was the buddy. Owner. Yeah. No, we actually were, you know, the night before we were going to sign the lease, they actually sent it to us, and we started looking over it, and there were all kinds of, you know, additional fees and clauses and who's a what's its. Making us liable for all these repairs and stuff for a house that hasn't been lived in for a year. It was just a very sad story, and we all were very depressed when we, you know, sort of agreed that it wasn't the responsible thing to do to move into this house. So that's
a bummer. But you made the right.
Yeah,
that's
where it's
I
am. For the
I have a question. Was this house pre-busted of ghosts, or was that something?
No, there were no ghosts, Michael. No one
died.
Are
you sure that wasn't in your lease to bust ghosts yourselves? Like, I wouldn't sign that lease. I'm not qualified to bust any ghosts.
I just don't have the equipment. I'm actually certified.
You're very qualified.
I'm certified.
Your equipment's in Texas.
And qualified. Yeah, that's the thing.
See, while I'm not qualified to bust ghosts, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I know that much.
Ain't afraid of no ghosts?
Ain't afraid of Froyo.
I thought you were about to say Frodo.
Of Froyo.
Once again,
I ain't afraid of no Frodo.
Once again, I'm going to have to stop you there, or else we're going to have to pay a significant portion of our sponsor money.
Sorry.
To get the rights to that.
To Froyo in general.
To that lyric.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I misquoted it so poorly, so it's fine.
All right, James. How about we start talking about a movie?
Oh. What movie?
Just a movie. Pick a movie.
Let's see. This week I picked, in honor of Mr. Hayao Miyazaki retiring from his position at Studio Ghibli, though he will still have a creative input, we watch my personal favorite of his films, Princess Mononoke. I picked this film because I enjoy it quite thoroughly.
Wait. James, yes. Why did you pick this film?
I picked this film because I enjoy it quite thoroughly, and it's one of the darker Miyazaki films out there.
Wait.
If I may interject.
Yes, please.
How dark is this Miyazaki film?
Before we get into that, can you explain why you picked this one?
I enjoyed this movie quite thoroughly, and it's one of the darker Miyazaki films I find.
Why did we watch this movie?
What can you say about the darkness of the Miyazaki film?
It's one of the darker ones. guys, I got to come clean. I know nothing about this movie.
You watched the Cliff Notes version of it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just a, I'm a supposer. This movie is interesting in that... I find... Don't you sass me.
Counterpoint number one.
I enjoyed it because the... while you know who the protagonist in, it is from pretty much the get-go. Who the antagonist or what the antagonist is left sort of obscure. Every character has some redeemable quality. Obviously, there are shades of gray. But it's sort of like, I don't know, it's a more complex take on the hero's journey, in my opinion.
Can one thing that I actually, I'm not the biggest anime fan. I usually find it hard to follow, usually too much of a reliance on like visual ideas over story ideas. Mm-hmm. One thing I really enjoyed about this movie, I mean, I thought the story was fine and good and all that, but
counterpoint number two.
What I liked the most is that it seemed like there was positive character growth for every character by the end of the movie, or every main character. Mm. And going in line with there is no clear antagonist. It's because they kind of all wrap up in a morally sound way,
right? Well, I feel like that the antagonist is sort of humanity as a whole, and not being able to, not necessarily coping with their environment or with nature, but rather like the way that
not respecting it
and causing change, like violent change, and sort of having to deal with the backlash of that.
So I don't know. I mentioned the movie Fern Gully while we were watching this.
Did you?
I did.
I must have missed that
a couple times.
These guys didn't get it. I assume James, you've seen.
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh,
it's
you
been
have.
A while since I saw it, but yeah.
Yeah, Robin Williams.
Good reference.
Mullets.
You just acted like you didn't know what I was talking about.
Trees.
I mean, that's what I do with most of your stories. And
can't you feel the pain?
So wait, you're saying this movie is like Fern Gully meets Avatar. Basically the same
meets thing. Meets Pocahontas.
Meets Pocahontas.
Wait.
Meets Dancing with Wolves. Dances with Wolves.
I was saying Fern Gully more specifically for the spiritual and specifically the forest ties, the forest-based story. But yeah, which came out first, do you know? What year was this?
This was 97. I'm not sure when.
Fern Gully, I saw Fern Gully very young, so.
Fern Gully, I believe, was early 90s.
Yeah, I think it was, too.
Okay. So, guys, Miyazaki ripped off Fern Gully.
Well, Ponyo was the Little Mermaid.
I'm not saying that at all, actually. It was actually very different. Thematically similar.
Right.
At the core, I guess. But the movie itself, of course, had a... As you were saying, it's a much darker tone, much more of an adult movie.
It had a lot less Tim Curry in it.
That's true. I really disliked Avatar because of me feeling like it was a very unoriginal concept. And this one, I didn't feel like it had like a ripping off sort of thing going at all. It felt very original despite being a familiar setting.
I think its Japanese-ness had a lot to do with it.
Right. Well, you've got the setting of, you got the backdrop of feudal
Fantasy
Japan.
Feudal Japan.
You've got feudal war-torn Japan. Mixed with these tropes that you know and these tried and true sort of storytelling methods. But you've also got these Japanese myths, which, and they might actually be even more well-known in Japan. I think for like an American audience, it definitely is like, wow, this is something different. So,
I recall correctly, when we had the 3! Guys on, to watch the Dragon Ball Z Battle of Gods.
Nope, didn't happen.
Michael has blocked that episode out of his mind.
No, I made a pretty nice rap.
Dan explained to me, I asked him about the use of the word God in Japanese language, because a lot of Japanese anime, when it gets converted into English and turned into kids shows, they shy away from using spiritual terms like God. Right. But because this was more of an adult fare, they use it copiously throughout.
Yeah. And it really meshes with what he said. Like God is like the spirit of something. And that was totally, it was the spirit of the forest.
I was really happy to know that.
I
felt like I understood.
Cause these gods are very mortal in this movie. They're not like invincible.
They can take a
shot
of a beating though.
Yeah. They can.
Well, a lot of mythological spiritual backgrounds have mortal gods. I think the Greek gods, you know, they get messed up all the time.
But by humans usually?
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes.
I need to brush up on that
or
stuff.
Or demigods at the very least.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the voice
acting. I love
that
sentence, James. Or demigods at the very least.
Did it come out like that? I'm sorry.
No, I just love it. I'm just trying to emphasize it more.
So I want to talk about the voice acting in this movie because it threw me off. Like
BBT in the house?
Billy Bob Thornton's in this movie. So everyone... Like hardcore anime purists always talk about, like, oh man, don't watch the English dub. It's much better in Japanese. But
deep voiced anime.
Yeah,
purists.
Deep voiced.
I don't think that's accurate.
Hey man. And I usually don't. I'm like, oh, okay, it's worth listening to the Japanese, but I'm fine with the English. This is a movie where I watch it, and I would have rather had the Japanese because I thought Billy Bob Thornton was a really weird pick for the character he played. The voice did not match like the face he had.
That's true. It didn't match the character design. I thought he was still one of my favorites, though.
Yeah, he
had
a good performance.
I don't know. For me, it was just like he never like showed me much emotion. He kind of just talked monotonously. Oh, that's a demon mark on there. And like at the end, Princess Mononoke, and what was the main character's name?
Ashitaka
are talking, and then he's like, I will visit you, and I will miss you, and don't you know you're human? And Mononoke is, like, at one point, like, she, like, throws herself into her wolf mother's side, kind of like, oh, I'm going, I need to go, you know, I have to go to this battle, this is something I have to do, goodbye, be safe. And she's just, oh no, I have to go and join the Boers. And it was very,
no,
I just didn't like the visuals. She's throwing herself.
I think,
but
Claire Danes gave her usual bombastic performance.
I don't know who that is, but it didn't roll with me. I didn't like it.
I think that San Princess Mononoke, I think that was it Claire Danes who did her. I think that she did a great job.
Yeah, I thought she did well.
I'll give you a few renegade lines that were kind of like, she could have used a better inflection.
Yeah, like those are the ones that stick out. Like when they're just talking normally.
But
like,
I think across the board, maybe aside from Ashitaka's character, I think across the board there are a few stray lines there that could have used a little tweaking. But yeah, John Lasseter actually helped with the English translation of the movie too, which helps.
To me, the most egregious example of the casting for that movie was Ashitaka himself, Billy Crudup. Just very even keel, monotonous tone for a lot of the quieter parts, and then just kind of louder during the intense parts. I thought it wasn't much of a performance, and this actually goes back. I wanted to talk more about what James was talking about earlier, about the hero's journey, how it's a different take on the hero's journey. And I actually felt that Ashitaka's journey was rather boring because of his, you know, he starts out as the hero killing this demon and saving a village and becoming the martyr, and then he ends the hero and he doesn't really do much in between or change much in between.
I like his character. I understand what you mean, like in terms of his arc and in terms of like where his character goes. But I think I like Ashitaka as a protagonist because he,
I think he's an amazing guy, an amazing
person.
Yeah,
well, like the thing is, listen, you're a great guy, Ashitaka.
Yeah,
but no, can you change just over like, you know, 2.5 hours?
Well, like the thing is, I kind of like how he's not really on anybody's side. He just kind of wants to do right by everyone, and that kind of makes him everybody's enemy, you know.
I agree and I disagree, because it makes him an interesting character that, okay, yeah, he just stands for like all that's good and he wants everybody to live in peace, and he's really the only person who suggests that. But the way it impacts the movie as a whole is I really couldn't tell who to root for outside of him, because there's definitely different parties in the movie. And it's interesting that they're all complex, and this is kind of a result of me growing up in very Western good guy versus bad guy movies, but I kind of wanted to see who was a good guy and the bad guy.
Right.
And this movie's admirable because it did make them complicated in that everybody's kind of a tone in between good and bad.
Right.
And they all have their motives, but it in the middle of the movie, I was kind of like, okay, well, who should I care for him to go to? Do I care for?
Well, like the I guess like my defense in that respect is that like I feel like, despite the fact that this is very much a fantasy, I feel like that the complexity and the fact that nobody really can be labeled the bad guy or the good guy makes it it lends it a little bit of realism in terms of like the psychology of it and the motives, because like it's like you've got to chop off the head of this god to bring to the emperor, and it's like, well, normally that sounds insane, but when you realize why they're doing that, you know, who is gaining what from doing this action, it kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, and I don't think it necessarily loses any points in my book for that. It's something I'm just kind of not used to, and I have to digest totally differently, you know.
Yeah.
To me, as soon as I forget her name, but the ruler of Irontown.
Oh, Lady Eboshi.
Yeah, to me, she was set up to be the villain for most of the movie.
Yeah, she's probably the least redeemable up until the end.
She does kill the spirit god. That's so true. There's that.
Yeah.
I also thought she was one of my favorite voice roles.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I think she stole the show.
She's probably the more nuanced out of everyone.
Which one?
Do we know what
Lady Eboshi, the I guess you could say the antagonist.
Was that Jada Pinkett?
No, Jada
Pinkett
Smith.
She was the gun gal.
Yeah, she was the girl who worked in the forge
that Mononoke was trying to kill.
Yeah. I remember. Okay.
Who voiced her? Do we know?
I didn't get that far down the IMDb page. I wonder
how many anime voice actors were in this versus like A-list celebrity voice actors.
They had a pretty good list.
It seems like they were mostly American celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean,
like American film celebrities that were doing the voices.
Yeah. With Studio Ghibli, they'll you know, fork over a good bit of coin to
Liam
have a
Neeson
nice cast.
And Ponyo.
Exactly.
Yeah, was it... Does Studio Ghibli handle the their translations for their films, or did they kind of outsource?
Well, like I said, I was reading earlier today that that John Lasseter was asked. He's a huge fan of Miyazaki. Was asked to help sort of expedite the English translation process. I'm not sure what their usual method is, but yeah. I'm looking up who played Lady Eboshi.
So I was saying before. During the movie that I actually seen a little bit of it. It was the scene where, what's the main character's name again?
Ashitaka
is like in the forge and he's like helping the women out. He's like, oh, let me help. And he's helping them power the forge. And the
Mini
women,
driver.
Who?
Oh yeah.
Mini driver.
Okay. Yeah.
The women in this movie are so funny.
Driver.
They're so sassy. I just want to bring up that line where they're talking to some guys at the bottom of the fort. And like, oh, don't you have a little respect for your guests? Hey, no one's ever respected me my whole life. I'm a woman. And I just thought that was the funniest thing.
Well, like, the women in this movie kick a lot of ass.
Yeah, they're
they
like...
Do, like,
yeah.
In a lot of ways, they're much stronger than the men.
Very intentionally. Aren't they always? Very intentionally made out to be so, I think. Yeah,
yeah, no, I think I respect, you know, their choice in doing so, because... you know, unfortunately, it's not often that you see that sort of thing. And I couldn't think of many other, you know, Studio Ghibli aside, I couldn't think of many other, like, anime feature films that include that sort of aspect.
At the very least, it's a dynamic that is not explored to that hyperbolic extent, to where the women are being... You know, the guns are being handcrafted for them specifically, and the men are just kind of sniveling, cowering behind the wall.
They herd the oxes, man.
Yeah.
That's a big job.
I mean, that's definitely look like a tough job. I'm not saying it's not.
Can we just all agree that here at Four, we believe that women are the unsung heroes of society?
They're sung.
A lot of women sing.
Ah! Sorry, there's a bug.
That was a woman. That was not a woman singing.
That was just me screaming. Like,
a lot of women saying,
James, I think you're really like narrowing in on like a one feature about women. They nag, am I right?
Is no one going to get the thing, really?
I don't want to
touch it.
One second.
Sorry, there, guys. No, I... Okay. Don't...
here we go. Guys, this cricket that's in our apartment is clearly a god.
We have a very...
Clearly.
I feel like
we took nothing away from this movie.
Me, Steven.
We took nothing away from this movie. We watch it and now we're trying to murder an animal.
We actually have a really bad record for killing bugs while on the podcast. It's actually quite sad.
Well, the bugs know that's when we're at our weakest. So the ending of this movie, I thought was kind of... I think, Michael, you said everybody changes for the better at the end, but to me, it happened kind of like in a snap.
Okay, please stop, Michael.
They restore the head of the forest spirit, but it dies anyway, but it kind of has this beautiful thing where it splashes over the forest they're in and kind of restores everything in its dying breath. Mm. And then because of that, everybody all of a sudden goes, huh, maybe we can live with the forest.
Yeah, like, wasn't the forest pretty enough before they started destroying it all?
Yeah, like, but it just like, they changed all at once, not necessarily over the course. Like, you know, 2 minutes ago, they were trying to steal the spirit's head and the woman was trying to shoot it. And the wolf bit her.
I guess they did almost die during that.
There was a lot of strife in that last, you know, that last confrontation.
There's a black ooze that instantly kills anything that touches.
At least a couple hundred people.
So I thought it was, you know, I want to talk a little bit more about the darkness that James touched on at the very beginning, just like specifically the way the demons are portrayed in this movie. Yes.
Oh, very interesting slither, portrayal. Yeah.
Slither-like worms that are crawling all over these two boars. one at the beginning and one at the end. I thought it's, you know, appropriately disgusting and demonic. Yeah. And what'd you guys think of general the dark tone and the.
I liked it. The demon thing.
Decapitations.
Anytime.
Heads came off a little too easily in this
movie.
He
had super strength.
Yeah, he had a friggin'
demon
arm
hand.
Dealy. Yeah, exactly. A demon hand.
No, I love that. Because outside of that, like, the normal humans really couldn't do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it felt really, you know, it was magical when it needed to be. It was real when it needed to be. Which isn't too often because animals talk, except for that antelope.
Steven, I'm going to give you 5 points because I realize I'm supposed to be giving points.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Or as they would say in Japan, the morikawa.
No, that makes sense because what he said was so good that you remember
it. Yeah, exactly.
It, back.
It was all
you
coming
were thinking,
back.
Man,
to me.
I wish I could just reward you for that point you made.
And with that, I think we should start giving ratings.
Hold on. I actually want to talk about. Two other things, if you guys...
Hold on, I just want to talk about seven other things.
I want to talk about seven other things, guys. As an animated movie, I think we should at least touch on the art style, which is pretty consistent across all Studio Ghibli and Hayao Miyazaki films. But what did you guys think as people who had come into this fresh?
It's like hundreds of paintings, basically.
Yeah, the art is amazing.
That's so beautiful, right?
There was a little bit of CG in it. There was a couple of 3D landscapes, but it's really hard to tell.
It's just kind of mapping, right?
Yeah, it's mapped.
They map
mapped like real drawings,
hand-drawn textures.
And it was great. Like this movie looked better than Battle of Gods, and that was made this year.
Yeah, I agree.
I
much prefer this sort of art style to the Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why didn't Goku show up in this movie, James? I was waiting for him the entire time. They're like,
I'm sorry. Well, I thought he was gonna go Super Saiyan Ashitaka. That is,
there's a moment where he almost looks like he would.
Well, like that's another thing is like the hair sort of starts to come up whenever somebody's either startled or angry in these sorts of films.
I was gonna say, so like in anime, one thing I tend to not like is like just everything looks so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, with a big focus on like. I don't know, different random things that don't usually work for me. And in this one, it seemed like a lot of the big focus in animation was on making things look fantastical. And like the way they captured motion, I thought was amazing. Like within the first scene of the film, you have like the little demon worms like moving around on
God,
one of the boards.
God, that'd be a nightmare to draw.
But like it was worth it. Like
you asked
so
as
good.
as soon as we started, you were like, "Is this hand drawn?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh yeah."
and like the big thing that they took the head from, like the first time we see it.
The forest spirit?
Yeah, the forest spirit. Mm-hmm. The first time it's big, I thought that was like, it's a great scene, beautifully animated. Like, I don't know, the visuals in this for me stood out in a way that I normally don't like the anime style. And this one, I think, only could have worked as an anime, and it really did work.
Yeah. And the visuals never slow down the story in this. There's a lot of anime where they say, let's stop the story to look how cool this is.
Yeah.
So
I totally agree. And it's another thing where it's like it is fantastical,
mm-hmm.
But there's also definitely a sense of realism to it as well.
Do you have another point too?
Music. I just wanted to say it rocks.
It's I don't know about rock.
It isn't rock. I'm gonna say it
but
rocks.
It does rock.
It is. It is great. Yes.
Like this sweeping sort of melodies and the crescendos, like just kind of always get me, you know.
The visuals and the music
I love
all reminded
crescendo.
Me a lot of Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steven,
there's
anything
probably
else?
A reason for that. Yeah.
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 That's my contribution.
All right, Steven, you get another 5 points.
Yeah. Is it because I let you win last week? Actually, you did. I didn't let you win. You legit won that Bon Jovi challenge. Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that.
Let you in.
I can show you the score sheet.
All right, James, I want you to rate this thing first.
This is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, animated feature of all time. It's kind of neck and neck with Akira, which I also want to show you guys, but I'm probably not going to make it my next pick because two back-to-back, you know, I'll space it out a little bit. Yeah, the art, the music, I'll agree the voice acting can sometimes be a little shaky, but all in all, it's just a masterfully done movie and one of the best, in my opinion. I'll give it an A+. I know. I don't think I've ever given it an A+.
Is that our first A+, ever?
No? No, it's not. It's okay. First A+. I've given it.
I think Twin Peaks...
Someone gave it an A+.
I don't know.
I didn't give it an A+, maybe. But I think somebody did.
I don't think I have to anything.
I think I gave that an A. I don't know. For some reason, I thought... I think something's...
I think it might be our first.
Time to watch all 11 other episodes, guys. No, 12.
No, listen.
All right, Steven.
As opposed to watch.
Since you're leading in points, show us what you got.
Was that like a challenge? Yes. Like you want me to do some flips?
Steven and I
I'm going to do a flip. This is my flip. How was that?
That was a really good
great.
Flip,
that was great. Oh my gosh, that was the best flip
ever. I'm super jealous of that flip.
I'm hovering between a B+ and an A-. The only other like gripe I had with it was there was a couple moments where I was like, why aren't there sound effects? Like there's an aura on his hand that should make sound.
That's
ghost That's hand. So minor.
I mean, that's totally anime thing though. I've, you know, all the anime I've seen, they love their silence. Where when it comes over to America, they always have to have some kind of background music.
Now, honestly, I think the sound effects were well done as well.
Yeah.
You know,
it was believable. Just certain
they fit well.
It's nitpicky, but that was my only gripe. I don't want to get too far into that. But hovering between an A- and a B+.
Just pick.
No, yeah, that's right. I'm gonna give it the A- because I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt. I was like, remember I talked about. It's kind of hard to digest it from a Western state of mind with not having a clear good versus bad. But I liked the way they did it, even though it was confusing. It's kind of one of those things where I need to wrap my mind around it. And I think the more I wrap my mind around it, the more I'll like it. So, A-.
Okay.
I agree that it's absolutely a beautiful piece of cinema. I think it's too long. And I think... the story that's there could be told much more succinctly and clearly. I think your main characters should be more interesting. I'm going to go C+.
And...
Whoa, C+, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a delayed reaction from...
Yeah, I was kind of, I'm sorry. I'm so tired.
I normally don't like anime. It's not my thing. You guys all know that. For it to even get a B would be a big deal for me. That being said, I give it an A-.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
James, we've done it. In the DBZ episode, we were kind of like, we want to hook him onto anime, and we've done it.
I mean, I already watched the Boondocks. That counts.
Okay, well, there you go.
Does it really?
It's the animation style.
It's not Japanese, though. It's pretty different.
So that brings our average rating to the very lowest A possible, a 90. So an A-.
All right. Nice. Oh, nice.
Okay, nice.
Very cool, guys.
So Michael and I were spot on.
Now, the challenge for this week... Oh, wait.
Beforehand, I would like to point out that before this podcast started, James had awarded me 10 bonus points.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's
I did.
True. Oh, man. Now you're in the lead.
No, we're tied.
You're tied.
I thought I had 6.
No, he gave me 5 twice.
Although James hasn't awarded anyone but you points throughout the podcast, despite valid points and opinions from both Ryan and myself.
I'm sorry. I dropped the ball, guys.
You can pick it back up.
You know what, Ryan? You get 10 too.
Dang it.
Now we're all even.
Ryan doesn't do anything other than produce the podcast. I'm going to whine like about it.
James Tarkos.
Okay.
No. Michael cannot buy his points.
I'm not buying my points.
He did.
I made valid points throughout this episode.
Michael
he was looking at that beef jerky he got.
No.
That was close. All right.
Tell us about the challenge.
The tiebreaker.
We're gonna earn our points here, James. Come on.
Okay. May I see your phone, Michael? I swear I'm not gonna browse your porn. Maybe. Okay.
Porn.
You guys have
that?
A very limited amount of time. The time it takes for me to finish this wonderful sponsorship. Is the time allotted to you. So get your pens and papers ready. Everybody got it? Good? Now, it's not as robust as a spreadsheet or anything like that, Stephen.
I was so prepared for this challenge.
It is. Where are you guys going?
We're getting writing surfaces. Okay.
Sorry. I didn't even think about that. Curses to me. You guys all good? Okay. In the time it takes me to finish this, you will write every Miyazaki film that comes to mind. Go. Is your couch made entirely of pieces not previously owned by celebrities whose best days are behind them? Do you hate it when you're chillaxing at home, knowing that your rump rests on something that has never been sat on by one of the hosts of The View? Do you want the glory of touching something with your butt that is 100% certified by the queen of not having eyebrows? You're in luck. Come on down to Whoopi's Cushions and shop for the best couch cushions that Whoopi Goldberg has ever owned. You know what we say to cushion vendors who aren't Whoopi Cushions? Whoopi's Cushions? I'm not supposed to read that. That's right. You'll find nothing but the best Whoopi Cushions, so sister, act now and time.
All right. I'm ready. Should I go first?
Go for it.
I have four.
Okay, and... these will be 5 points each.
Okay. Princess Mononoke, Ponyo, Kiki's Delivery Service, Howl's Moving Castle. That is my four.
Four? Okay, so that's 20 points.
So that brings me up to 30.
Brings you up to 30. Ryan?
Princess Mononoke, Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away, Ponyo.
I forgot the big one. Spirited Away, man.
My Neighbor Totoro, Howl's Moving Castle, Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, Ponyo.
Oh.
Wow, five. I believe. Whoa. Does that put you in lead?
Yeah, I think it were all tied going in, so.
He is ahead by.
Unless
10.
You want to give any, additional points for effort.
You're right. Plus two for buying me.
Come on. anything for writing the ad?
Huh?
Anything for writing the ad?
No, our sponsor wrote the ad.
No, yeah. What are you talking about? We get paid good money, sir. Don't squander that.
we cannot be so easily bought. Yeah, we can.
I would have also accepted Castle in the Sky, Nausicaa.
That's right.
Did somebody say Kiki's Delivery Service already?
I did.
Let's see what else. I'm drawing blanks here, but I know there's so much more.
Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon,
Dragon Ball Z.
Sailor Moon,
Spirited Away is the only other one.
Yu-Gi-Oh. Bleach.
I've seen
One Piece.
I've actually seen all the ones I wrote down. I didn't know I've seen all that.
Wow.
I have not seen Howl's Moving Castle or Spirited Away.
I also have Howl's Moving Castle. It was a really tough decision between this and Howl's Moving Castle, but I prefer Princess Mononoke.
I realize that one's not one.
Did you put Akira?
I just heard you
mention
it earlier.
Minus those 2 points.
Hey!
Sir.
You want to do a minus 10? Then we'll all just be tied. And we'll have gone nowhere.
Michael, what's our pick for next week?
Oh, that's right. It's me. I don't know.
He wasn't prepared to win.
I was prepared to win. I have several.
Oh, I'm always prepared to win. All I do is win, no matter.
I'd like to point out that Michael climbed into our apartment today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That didn't
come
up.
He was totally a ninja.
No one was answering their phones.
He was totally a ninja up until we were like, what the hell is that sound outside?
Yeah, until they heard someone climbing the tree right outside their balcony. And then
we were playing a music-based video game, too, so you know that we were actually listening to something else.
Quite loud.
Our pick next week is Clerks. The animated series.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Are we watching the whole series?
Yeah,
it's
six episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's only 2 hours.
I don't want to say it because I should not ruin it for anyone else because I've seen bits.
Okay. I haven't seen Clerks, the animated series.
One, I did not know there was a Clerks animated series.
I think you just brightened his day.
Two, I have not seen Clerks at all. So.
Uh-oh. I think I have it.
Maybe worth watching over the next week.
Okay.
That's really good.
So, guys, do your homework. Join us for our Clerkathon. Is it okay if I call it that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hashtag.
You know what?
Do I get... I get plus
you
points?
Get plus six points a week in advance for calling it a Clerkathon.
Is this going to be a thing? We're going to start vying for points?
I think we're just going to be like buttering up to each other all week.
Life, yeah.
Hey. Hey, Ryan, how you doing? I made you breakfast.
Oh, thanks, man. Plus 2 points.
All right. Wait, only two?
Yeah.
Look how many slabs of bacon I gave you.
Does anyone else want to pander for potential points?
Nope.
Come on, I have a little bit more self-respect than that. give it to me.
For Ryan
sticking to his guns, I'm going to give him 7 points.
That's cool, I guess. Whatever.
But then because it goes against everything he stood for.
I don't want him.
I'm going to give him -9.
I don't want him.
Ryan, you stood up for what you believe in. And it's just like what Bon Jovi said. Yeah. So you win in my book.
Steven, tell us what's going on with Hyperdrive. Sorry.
We changed our video release schedule. I think I might have mentioned this last week, but our videos are on Friday now. Hypervlog is on Monday. And I'm in the process of cutting together our 1 year special. So that video should be up by the time you're listening to this. So go to youtube.com/hyperdrivepix and you should see a pretty cool looking montage of our clips and videos so far. Awesome. It's pretty cool.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I think that's going to do it for us. Let's go around the table one last time.
I'm Steven. I'm James McDoodles.
I'm Michael Ornelas.
And I'm Ryan. And this has been... You have been listening to... You've been listening to...
Cut him off.
Cut him off.
Happy birthday.
You just killed our audience.
By the way, it's not our birthday. I'm kidding. It's Hyperdrive.
It's Hyperdrive's.
Happy birthday.